We all know that emotions play a huge part in the way that we eat and the body that we have, right? And so what I want to do today is I want to share with you a model of looking at our emotional needs. And this is something that's put out there by Tony Robbins. He calls it human needs psychology. Now, like most theories, I'm not going to say this is the answer to everything. What I am going to say is that looking at things in this way can be very useful. Right? And again, it doesn't have to be just one thing. We can look at things this way, and you can, you know, use other theories as well. But I found personally, for myself and working with clients, that operating out of this model of these six basic human needs that we all have, that if you look at things this way and you recognize which ones you're missing and you fulfill those, that you begin to have a deeper sense of calm and peace within yourself. You'll feel a deeper sense of fulfillment. So the first human need is the need for certainty, right? The sense that we all need to have a foundation, a ground, a sense of knowing what's coming up to a certain degree. Now, like most things in life, these six human needs are going to be, you know, some people are going to have more of an emphasis on some of them and some on less. But the idea is if we can at least fulfill all of them to some degree, it's going to fill up that void that sometimes people try and fill with food. Okay, and so the first one is a sense of certainty, and again, having this foundation and this thing that we can believe in and have a certain expectation of what's coming up and have that be the way that it is can be very important to our emotional satisfaction. The next one is the opposite of that. It's variety or uncertainty, because again, we don't want to know every single thing that's going to happen. It gets boring. Okay, and so we need a sense of variety and uncertainty in our lives as well, you know, in order to feel this sense of kind of completeness. Okay, so the idea here as I go through these, if you want to write them down, is to take some time and reflect on these six areas. And if you feel like you're missing out on some of them, take some time to fulfill them, right? Because this is a way, and again, it's not directly connected to eating, but as you fulfill these and you feel a deeper sense of peace within yourself and you feel more satisfied emotionally, you're going to find that your eating naturally changes. Okay, so we got certainty, and then we've got variety or uncertainty. The next one is significance, right? As humans, we want to feel significant. It's a fact, right? We want to feel important and significant to at least the people around us that we know, and for some of us, it's on a much bigger level. But the point is that you can go out and feel significant in a variety of ways, right? It doesn't have to be something huge. There are little things you can do to feel that sense of significance. Right? Remember that, again, what we're looking for is to develop these emotions within ourselves and grow them and cultivate them. And that can begin by doing small things that are significant, that you consider to be significant. Okay? But again, as we add into certainty, uncertainty, significance in our lives, you're going to feel a bit different, a bit more balanced, a bit more fulfilled. Okay? The next thing is love and connection. We have this need to be loved and love and connected to other people, right? Whoever that may be. And so as we work to cultivate that feeling of love and connection, again, it's going to make you feel different. And the theory here is that all behavior, right, all the behaviors that we do in life are there to meet these six human needs on some level. Okay? So love and connection is very, very important to us as humans. The next one is growth, right? We need to feel like we're getting better. We need to feel like we're growing, becoming better and improving ourselves regularly. Now, again, this is something I'll tell you, you know, recently I've started to really get focused on my typing. I wanted to get really good at it. Now, I mean, this isn't, again, it's not that's something major. I'm not saving the world, but it's just something that is allowing me to grow as a person, as little as it is. It's just one thing that has made me feel better, you know, in a small way. So this isn't about having to do, you know, huge things, although obviously you can do those as well, but it's about, have you been growing in areas of your lives, right? Are there certain things in your life that you would like to get better at? If that's true, if you've been lacking on the growing, then that's something you want to focus on and start developing within yourself. It makes a huge difference in the way that you feel. And finally, we need to have a sense of contribution, right? We need to contribute back to society, back to the people that we care about. Because we can't just take, Okay, now again, this isn't rocket science. I'm not saying that these are definitely the most profound ideas, but I think these six ideas specifically are very, very important. If you look at yourself within this idea, these six concepts that you need, these six emotions that you need to feel, then you're going to find that you've been lacking on at least some of them. And if you fulfill them, then you're going to feel yourself become a different person, right? And I think in a very beneficial way, in a healthy way, right? So the idea of contribution, and again, it doesn't have to be something huge. It can be something little, because the feeling of contribution in and of itself is very, very empowering. And you might be surprised, it might be counterintuitive for some people, that the idea of contribution and wanting to contribute can be an extreme motivator. Right? As soon as you start thinking less about how it's going to help you, and you start thinking about how it's going to help many people, sometimes that can be a real trigger and a real motivator for people to do amazing things. Okay, and so how can all these affect weight loss? Right? So if all of a sudden you start really getting caught up in contribution, right? You start really focusing on contribution, well, in order to contribute the most, you're going to need to be at a peak level of health, physically and emotionally, right? And so as you focus on contribution, all of a sudden it becomes this motivator, becomes this desire to want to eat well so that you can do that, right? So you can satisfy that need. The idea of love and connection, right? Maybe the better you eat, the more energy you have, the more clear you are, the more balanced you are emotionally, and it improves that. Right? The idea of growth, that the better you feel about yourself, the more energy you have, the better you eat, the more you can put into growing as a person in specific areas of your life. Okay, and then again, with certainty, the idea there is that as you become a sense of certainty with your food even, right? So that you know what you're going to eat, you know, typically for a breakfast. Right? Maybe it's some fruit and cereal or something, but it's something solid, something healthy that gives you a foundation that supports you throughout the rest of the day. Right? Same thing with variety, right? The opposite of dieting. We don't want to be bored. So we need to have variety in the foods that we're choosing, the exercises that we're going to use. Right? Can't always be the same thing. That can be very boring. Right? And the idea of significance, that we want to be significant. And this goes a lot to, you know, the culture we live in, there's a lot of negativity towards being overweight. And a lot of times we internalize that, and it can make us feel insignificant, because we feel less than if we feel overweight. All right. So again, as we start to identify these six human needs, we can start to realize that we want them and how nice it would feel. So again, we want to use some of our mental programming here, go through those six basic human needs, and take some time and imagine what it would feel like to have those well developed within yourself. Right? If you did feel significant, again, your body changes. And you become more than all of a sudden. So again, it's something, it's a way to look at the world. It's a measuring stick. Okay, but it's a measuring stick that I've found to be very, very useful, and it's very practical. And not a whole lot of theory here. If you actively develop these six areas, I feel like it can only do good for you. Okay, and it's just a new way to look at things. And when you solve these and when you fulfill these emotions naturally, realistically, genuinely, then I think you're going to also find that your cravings change and the way that you eat changes. Okay, so that's the way to look at it. So take some time and really think about it. Are you hitting these areas of your life? You know, are you, you know, developing these and cultivating these areas in your life? And if you're not, if you're only doing some of them and not others, take some time and learn how to develop those. Okay, it changes you on a foundational level. All right? So thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next week.